Demetrius and Philip, living proof that Eric does have friends.
Because we're not paying those guys.
Back to Q105's The Morning After.
8:31 with The Morning After. It's Eric, Demetrius, no Philip today. We'd like to introduce the newly minted council person, Councilman Nick Comives. Hi, Nick.
Hello.
Nick is an old friend of the show. And I'll say, are you still gonna do executive director of Equality Toledo?
Well,
maybe
a gay and lesbian and transgendered organization built to, for the rights. Know. In case you didn't know, just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah, actually, I'll be stepping away from that role eventually.
Okay.
Yeah.
But for now.
For now.
Congratulations on your council victory.
Thank you so much.
I want to hit you with some laws, because as a council person, you need to know these things. But also, we were just talking about a deer in Demetrius's yard. Now being a part of city council, who would he call to get rid of a deer?
Do you live in the city of Toledo?
Yes.
All right, yeah. You can call neighborhoods. You can call...
Like just regular neighborhoods? Just there's a general number just, for just a group
you
of people?
You pull out the yellow pages, yeah. And there's just
like,
neighborhoods.
Who are you going to call? Neighborhoods. Well, and then like 13 people go, hello, this is neighborhoods. You've called 14 of us. What would you like us to do?
The Council of Neighborhoods.
Yeah. Bring, hello, you've called the Council of Neighborhoods.
There's a Department of Neighborhoods.
And they remove deer?
No, but they'll, you know, they handle all the weird stuff that happens in your yard, like codes and what have you. So
what about this? I just thought of this. Does the castle law kick in if I feel threatened on deer by my property? Can I just shoot them and go, look, they had a hoodie on. I feared for my life.
What are you, the George Zimmerman of deers?
Like just, yeah, like I was, like he had horns. They were sharpened. He was a city deer. He did furtive movements.
If you have a deer, I suggest that you just run toward it with your arms flailing up in the side, like to the side. And I wish everybody could see me. And you just run toward it, and it'll run away.
So now
that's what people think.
You're
until that deer's like, that's the best idea I've had all day. Come on, let's do this.
This guy's crazy. Yeah. Get the hell out of his yard.
Still chewing grass. Like, oh, okay.
Nick Comives won the election the other day for city council. It's you and there's another new person on city council, right?
Yes, Gary Johnson, but not the presidential candidate, Gary Johnson.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah. Way to settle.
couldn't win an election nationally. Just went local.
I'm going Toledo City Council. I think you got a shot, Gary. People already know your name.
So you're like a rookie on the city council. What yeah. happens then? You go, is it monthly meetings? Is it weekly meetings?
Well, it's more than weekly meetings. Yeah, so there's a council of the whole, committee of the whole that meets. They go over and they do a gender review. And then the following Tuesday, it's really
did
just
did you
voting.
Say a what? A gender review?
Agenda review.
Agenda. Okay.
It did sound like
I
gender.
Don't, yeah. I don't enunciate like, very well it's in okay. the morning. It's super early. I'm sorry. So there's a gender review, and that's where really all the discussion happens, right? Mm-hmm. So like somebody bring something forth and they propose it and then they can talk about it. If then during the following meeting, the next Tuesday is when they just take everything to a vote. So if you sit in there and you're like really confused, it's that makes a lot of sense because they'll just say they just call out the number of the law that we're voting on and then they just run through the file. So they'll be like Comives, Uvagi, Spang, and then everybody
really
votes.
They don't they just give you a number and they don't go here's a quick overview of what this is.
They might give you the title, it just depends.
But they don't give you an overview?
No, so like on that Tuesday, it's literally just voting, basically. Or sometimes they'll send it to committee. So everybody sits on committees as well. And so let's say right now, a good example, the last thing that I worked on was a ban on conversion therapy, and they sent our proposed bill to committee. And so then the next week it was held in a committee, and then that's when it was open for discussion. So people could come in and give why they're for it or against mm-hmm. it, and then it gets sent back out of committee and then to a vote.
You did it, Bill. Now you're a law.
Yeah.
Nick Comives, brand new city council person. What drew you to wanting to run?
I remember waking up after the election last cycle and thinking, well, that was fun.
You, the three of us in this room, thought things we can't say on the air.
Yeah, that's why I said that was fun.
Right. What? I'll never forget that morning waking up at 4:45 going, what?
Yeah, and now when you wake up at 4:45 in the morning, there's a tweet to remind you.
Yeah. God bless you. Thank you.
Yeah.
So that encouraged you to run.
So that encouraged me to run. But also just, you know, I've had an interest I've been working as an organizer my entire adult life, which a lot of people ask me what that means. Just work with different communities to solve problems, right? So I care about issues.
You just walk up on random groups and go, all right, guys, let's get focused.
I mean, sometimes I'm asked to come and do that, and so I will. Yeah, that's exciting. I don't know. But yeah, so I feel passionately about Toledo and the decisions that are being made. I felt like it was important that somebody my age is elected to council. I'd like to see somebody maybe even younger than my age, because I feel like all of us bring something to the table. But I think there's value in diversity, and that includes age. Also, as a gay person, I think I'm uniquely poised or positioned to have a different perspective than other folks. So I thought that was important as well.
What would you, in addition to that, are there any things specifically that you'd like to bring to city council?
Yeah, well, I think city council, our city, we could use just better advocates or people talking about the city and really championing what's happening. I don't think that too often people hear about the services that the city offers or how people could benefit from it, and they don't. I'd like to see government taken to the people as opposed to the expectation that people have to come to the government, because then it becomes a very exclusive kind of experience for people.
Somebody heard government taken to the people and they went and got their gun.
I told you there was a reason why I've been stockpiling spam all this year.
I wanted to, since now you're part of government and politics, I wanted to run some laws by you.
Oh, gosh.
True or false? It's illegal for stores to sell cornflakes on Sunday in Columbus, the state capital.
True.
Probably. It's on the
You know, he just wrote random questions.
Any of these true or false?
Space Ghost is more powerful than Superman.
In Paulding, Ohio, an officer of the law may bite a dog to quiet him.
True.
Yes. So says the internet.
Thanks, internet.
All right. This is weird, and I guess
how did Zach get brought up and brought into law? Like, at what point were there like barking dogs so out of control that they had tried all these methods, and then one guy went, "You know, I find if I bite this dog, he stops barking." We should turn that into some kind of law.
This may or may not be one of our here in Toledo, and you need to know this.
Sure.
It's illegal to throw a snake at anybody.
That's a no-brainer.
True.
It's a no-brainer.
But it's on the books.
Like, honestly.
That means that somebody probably did it.
Yeah. Have you not heard of the huge snake-throwing fiasco of 1922?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Where, like, just youth came out with their own unregistered snakes and started throwing them at one another. And then some upright citizen got bit. Just a random bite. Yeah. They called it a ricochet bite. And so now they had outlawed snakes forever.
But we have all the metro parks that we encourage people to go to.
Yeah.
Inevitably, they will run into
a snake.
Unregistered snake.
Unregistered. Right. Yeah.
Last one. And we talked about this within the last. I think this actually happened in the beginning of the year. Dave, tell me if you remember this one. We became the latest state to officially outlaw sex with animals after Kasich signed a bill. Among other things, prohibits selling animals for sex.
Yep.
You know? Did you know that? That bestiality was allowed up until the beginning of this year.
Wow. I couldn't even get married. Yep. Like,
it's the Uber Rubenstein law.
Uberstein.
Uber Rubenstein. Yeah. They name them after the people that they catch.
What? I have nothing to say.
Speechless?
I can't believe it took that long. Are people?
It finally took this long for horses to finally come forward with their stories.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it just takes one horse. And it was you probably know Mr. Ed. Mr. Ed came out about his treatment in Hollywood, and that just started a huge trickle-down effect from Secretariat to War Horse.
While we're on the subject, can I just say that everybody needs to believe women, okay? When they come forward, believe women. I want to make it clear. I just feel like there's too much. I think it's funny right now what's happening is, like, there. I know of, like, two gay celebrities that have come out. It took, like, one person to say something, and all of a sudden everybody's like, yep, must be true. But when it comes to all of these women making these accusations, everybody's like, I don't know if it's true. And what's happening with Roy Moore in Alabama, everybody denying it and deflecting it. Well, if it is true, then he should step back. Well, at what point are we going to believe women? And are we really living in an age where we don't?
This is wild, and this is a big can of worms. Don't swing at anybody, but
you're welcome.
No, you're right. I feel, especially with a lot of people that I follow on Twitter, rightly so to a degree, it's like an all-out sex war. It's an all-out sex war in many ways.
Yeah, so. I mean, if
you know, it is crazy when you see like victim after victim after victim after victim come out, and you're just like, you understand it, but you know. The thing, and let me speak about the Louis C.K. thing. People knew about that for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, that wasn't a secret. I mean, it was, listen to his act.
Right.
I mean, he's a vulgar person, but it wasn't a huge secret. I mean, a lot of these things aren't secrets.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big discussion point, and it's not going to go away, and I'll wrap up with saying that the new city councilman, Nick Comives, is 110% responsible for Uber Eats here in Toledo.
You're welcome.
And anytime a Chick-fil-A pops up, you can thank Nick Comives.
Yep. Free chicken fingers for everybody, and your choice of sauce.
Your choice.
Nick Comives, his address and Game of Thrones length title is in the blade. Thanks, Nick. Always good to hang, man.
Thanks.
8:42 with the morning after on Q105. The Denny's.